This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to this version of America Tonight. Right at the top here on the show, we go to our pal Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, now with Talk Media News. Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm okay, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. I was watching, I don't know why, I'm like a political junkie. I'm an information junkie,
I'm addicted,
I'm sure.
Also, yeah.
Yeah, and I know we have that in common. And I was watching the movie tonight, Game Changer, which was, remember Sarah Palin? It was that book, the Halperin and his buddy's book, and it was Steve Schmidt. And I thought it was interesting. I thought, you know, he's somebody that I need to talk to. I haven't talked to him in a while to get his thoughts on this whole Trump thing. Because, you know, behind the scenes for people listening in America, the real puppet masters are the people who run the campaigns, aren't they?
Oh, sure. Sure they are. I mean, I was involved with the Republican Congressional Campaign Committee. My counterparts were involved with the Democratic side. And all these campaign people and staffers, and they would call us, and we had the social media people. I mean, it's an entire team of these. They're not talking heads. These are activists that are behind the scenes doing the advice, the phone banking, picking the consultants, the entire nine. It's an entire business.
Yeah, let me ask you this question. As somebody who's worked with, and you've mentioned this, Corey Lewandowski and others, who is the best you've ever seen?
Best I've seen with what we've dealt with was Corey Lewandowski.
Yeah. And here he was doing Trump's deal. Yeah.
He was relentless. I mean, now, as far as the overall pictures, I'm not a fan of Karl Rove's, but Karl Rove's good. I mean, he did a good job. James Carville. He's the top of the food chain. But they all kind of share something. Lewandowski, Carville, James Carville, and Rove. I mean, it's a, take no prisoners. The three of them are like that, Take no prisoners. They just keep going.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's interesting. Now you've got Kellyanne Conway, who's pulling some strings, I think, with Trump.
No, I like her a lot.
I do, too.
I think she's brought increased talent to the campaign of Trump. And with all his female woes, Kate, all this time, isn't it ironic that the person who finally, after Corey Lewandowski, Paul Manafort, the third person is a woman who's brought Trump under control?
I agree. And I think it was a stroke of brilliance, too. And we talked about this the other day, to go to Mexico, then to do the speech in Arizona. It just fell right into their laps perfectly. And now he's out there talking about his stance on immigration. And he says the only way undocumented foreigners could live in the United States legally if he is elected would be to leave the country and apply for re-entry. But in reality,
it's an old theory, by the way.
Yeah. It is an old theory. And plus, we have three branches of government. And the legislative branch isn't going away. Of course, you could talk about executive actions. But I don't know with executive actions if a president could really, with a stroke of a pen, make that happen. Could they?
Well, they could, but, it's going to go to the Supreme Court. Look, what President Obama did, it got held, by the appeals court. That got stopped. So it's a risky process. They've got to go through things. But Trump did win on Mexico. I watched Kane on TV today, running for vice president, of course, with Hillary.
Yeah.
It was very interesting. His line, Kate, was, Trump said one thing and the president of Mexico said the other. And, Donald Trump just isn't consistent. And I thought, that's really kind of a milquetoast answer because Trump scored some. And no matter which way you look at it, Trump scored on this thing, and the polls have narrowed. And there's another thing, too. This piece of information, I heard, in fact, we won't have time, but I heard an argument in the hallway today by just two regular, I call them earth persons, they're not political, and they were just going at it about Hillary Clinton and these emails and things, But the State Department, Department said it would not release prior to December. This is not Benghazi raid. They would not release prior to December Hillary Clinton's schedule. Well, today, the State Department said, yes, by October 17th, we're going to release her schedule. Now, this is kind of really weird. I don't know why they're doing it. They're going to release the schedule of everybody she met with. October 17th.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Her personal schedule. I'm not sure why they're doing that. The Associated Press wants it. But that's going to be a dandy because the press is going to immediately, within 24 hours, go through anyone she met with in her entire term and then piece together whoever gave a dollar to the foundation. So there's going to be a lot of brouhaha October the 17th, which is not a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. You know, it's interesting,
don't get
too.
Don't be wrong. Trump will do something to cause himself, you know, problems by then, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. The other thing is that's interesting, talking about Clinton. Clinton is going to start to fly with the press next week because she's really not done much with the press. I mean, she's been super criticized for holding the press at bay, for not doing press conferences.
Well, she's avoided, you know, Ellen and I have talked about this. She's avoided the press a lot and not doing press conferences. But not doing press conferences is one thing, but also, you know, to just all out avoid questions, that's a problem for her. So, yeah, she'll be back. It's a double-edged sword. She had to do something. Eventually, the media is starting to get pretty irritated with her over it.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. All right, good stuff always. Bob Ney, thanks so much.
Okay, have a great Labor Day.
You too. Have a great Labor Day. Can't believe it. It's already that time of year that we're wrapping up the summer and saying goodbye to the summer and hello to the fall. So the polls, we've got some interesting numbers as far as Trump is concerned and Hillary Clinton. And the polls show that now Trump is starting to rise in some areas. So what does it mean? I think it shows in some cases, because look, a national poll shows Clinton with a 7-point lead. The Rasmussen poll shows Trump with a 1-point lead. So they're kind of all over the map. You know, one thing that's gotten lost as we move through the conversation here, and I think it's because of we're on the trail so much and talking about what's going on with the campaign every single day, naturally. But the man who shot Reagan, and I did mention this when it first came up, but the man who shot Reagan is going to be released from a mental hospital next week, and that's a wow if you think of all the time that he has been in the institution. Of course, we're talking about John Hinckley Jr. He's going to be released to his mother's house on September 10th. That a federal judge ruled that the 16-year-old wasn't a danger to himself or anybody else, and he could leave the hospital where he's lived for 3 decades. That what a judge said is that he was troubled at 25, but his depression and psychiatric treatments and his psychotic disorder were in full and sustained remission. Think about how close Reagan was, much closer than people realize, to being assassinated. I mean, he's the guy who shot Reagan in 1981 outside of the Washington Hilton Hotel. He left Reagan in recovery basically for 2 weeks, and a court found him guilty by reason of insanity. He reportedly tried to assassinate Reagan in an attempt to impress actress Jodie Foster, who he was obsessed with. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hang with us.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy. Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
America Tonight, talking about, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, what's the latest? I'll give you some numbers. Clinton raised $143 million in August. You know, they say it's $1 billion to be president. Doubtful that Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton in the end would have trouble raising that. But it's interesting how it ekes out, because now especially is when it's incredibly important to have that television money, because we're getting close to the election. We've got three presidential debates that are coming up, and that's what matters. It matters about the timing of eking out the ads and where you're targeting them, and the money has to be there. You got to have the money in the cookie jar, and it's a whole lot of money you got to have in the cookie jar. So how about that? So $143 million is what they were able to pace out in a big summer month. She did a lot of fundraisers. She did a lot of those dinners and conversations and, you know, that you have, you meet Hillary and you pay XYZ, you meet Donald Trump, you pay XYZ. So 62 for her campaign last month, another 81 from the Democratic National Committee, because of course they have a stake in this, and the state parties as well. She begins September with 68 mil more in the bank for her campaign than Donald Trump. For Trump, they didn't release his fundraising totals for the month, but the Republican nominee is coming off of a big fundraising boon where he pulled in $80 million in July in combining with what the Republican National Committee also threw in. So the spending and who spent what where is always a big deal, like I said, because when you need the bank is when you get closer to the election, and in those swing states, states you think will be too close to call, which frankly a lot of them may be in play the way it's looking. You know, again, you have one poll where she's ahead by seven. You have another poll where Trump has a 1-point lead over Clinton. As I mentioned, that's the Rasmussen poll. And that is significant because we're not talking about she's blowing out every single number. That's just, you know, not the case. In fact, pollster, famous pollster John Zogby said that Hillary's numbers are just, in his words, stuck in the mud. And this is what the campaign people do. They look at numbers all day long. What's being said? What's the buzz? What's buzzworthy? What are people talking about? What do you care about? What do I care about? That's what they want to know. They want to get their hands in the middle of that. So if Trump's numbers are actually moving up and you look at hers being down and they're staying down and she's polling at 41% to 42%, that does, as he says, John Zogby says, it's just a close race. It's a close race if they're starting to move. And that's why those debates, my friends, do become even that much bigger. That much bigger. Because so many people are going to be paying attention to that. They're going to be paying attention to what is being said or what's not being said. All right, by the way, Colin Kaepernick, who's having the heat turned up on him as though he were running for political office, it's what it feels like, I bet, actually kneeled during a performance of the national anthem, so he's continuing to protest. And this happened in San Diego on Thursday. He says he's protesting racial injustice and police brutality. He's pledged to keep doing that every single time the national anthem comes on and he's involved. So questions are becoming, will this affect whether he is the quarterback for the 49ers? Because he's actually in a battle between another quarterback and himself, Blaine Gabbert. And it's up to Chip Kelly and I guess San Francisco management as to who wins out that battle. And it could be Blaine Gabbert, and it wouldn't have necessarily anything to do with the anthem, although some people believe that kind of becomes such a hot-button issue that perhaps it is part of the reason why. I mean, here's the deal. What are the intentions for this whole thing? The fans are not happy about it. Generally, the public is not changing anything about how they feel about what's happening in the United States from his point of view. And some others are saying, you know, he's got this courage and convictions, but the problem is, you know, the problem is he's not, there's the hypocritical side, I think, to this whole thing. And it would have been better, I mean, for me, I'm saying it would have been better if he truly was bothered by what was happening, and I'm not saying that he's not, and looks at it from, hey, look, I'm seeing what's going on here. We have a problem, and no one's addressing it. Then put your money where your mouth is. Start something. Pump some money into something. Start community efforts. be the leader on that, especially if you're an NFL quarterback and you have a big name. You know, there's that whole argument about who's a role model and who's not. And frankly, whether athletes like it or not, they do become role models. You know, and so you've got a quarterback who makes a gazillion dollars, lives in a ginormous estate, and it's hard for people to say, oh, gosh, yes, I'm totally with you, dude. I totally get it. I totally get it. Some people think that, you know, he's getting too much attention, too much coverage. And then there are those that say, listen, he is brave to do what he's doing. And I would say that it's just going to become ridiculous. And a distraction for the team. So no matter what the mindset is that, oh, no, it's all about the skills on the field, because of the distraction, I don't know that I would say that that doesn't weigh in with what the team decides to do, that he's not the starting quarterback. He's had arm issues, and he's not setting the world on fire. Of course, it's preseason when he came back last week. So I would say he would be on shaky turf. Let's put it that way. It seems like it. Shaky, shaky turf. All right, speaking of being on shaky turf, Florida, they are, boy, raring to go with this hurricane. I know I've said this now for a couple of shows, but my family talked about flooding the other day and that they were told not to come to work. You've got Hurricane Hermione bearing down on Florida. I mean, you look at any satellite photo, and it is just vicious. I mean, it is nearing land in the Florida panhandle. They're saying life-threatening. They're calling it life-threatening. I mean, it is extreme weather, without a doubt. So you know what that means? That means that people are boarding up, and in some cases, depending on where they live, they are leaving the area. Flash floods. They're talking about floods and heavy rain from Virginia to New Jersey starting on Saturday even. South Carolina on Friday night. North Carolina on Saturday. I mean, all in that same zone. But the center of Hermione, when is that going to make landfall? What's going to happen when it does, and where does it veer? Does it move across the eastern Florida panhandle into Georgia? It's the first hurricane since Wilma, 2005, to make landfall in Tallahassee. Think about that. Or, you know, right up there in that panhandle. Exactly. Whew, 10 inches of a difference.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com, or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use.
Time to rock into some of those odds and ends as we jump off the campaign trail for a second, other than to say that Trump and Hillary are in full campaign mode. We know that. And it's tit for tat. We're less than a month away from, I mean, really, we're less than, we're just, well, over 3 weeks, actually, over 3 weeks before the first presidential debate on the 26th. And now you got Hillary allowing the press to fly with her and talking about, well, press conferences, because they weren't having those. And also you've got Donald Trump laying out some more immigration policies and some of what you could expect from Donald Trump. But the odds and ends and the conversation, and so many of our great affiliates, in fact, are in Florida, that so much of the buzz is over the first time in 11 years Florida is about to be smashed with a hurricane. And what does that mean? when we say it's going to get smashed with a, you know, hurricane? What's that going to look like? It's going to look like flooding. It's going to look like you think you're okay and you're in a low-lying area and, ooh, don't go there. I love that the governor is doing what he should do and warning, getting the National Guard ready, because they know and they've seen that happen there where it can be just disastrous, devastating. And, you know, Mother Nature's Mother Nature, and there's only so much you can do to shut her out before she rips you apart. But there, to be as prepared as possible, there is a much better chance of surviving it than taking the risk, thinking it's not a big deal, thinking you're just dealing with a little bit of water, thinking that, oh, that's not happening in my neighborhood, and then sure enough it is. When people in Florida in these various counties are talking about the fact that they're in their car and they see things jumping out of the water, oh, it's catfish jumping. It reminded me of that song, you know that line in that song, catfish are jumping. I can't think of the song now, but I want to say it's like the Doobie Brothers, a Doobie Brothers song. So I heard it the other day when I was just flipping around. So, but anyway, this is what they're seeing. So if you're seeing catfish jump over the roof of your car, you need to get off the road. You need to not be in your vehicle in an area like that, because you're just asking for bad times. That is pretty scary. And I know, I've done it myself. I've been in, there's an area in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, I'll just give you an example, where it's called Irving, Texas. It's where the Cowboys' old practice facility was. And there are a lot of those areas that overflow that you don't realize. And all of a sudden you're driving down the road and you're practically hydroplaning. You might as well be in a boat. And I've gotten caught there a few times. And I avoid it like the plague if there's any kind of serious rain, because I know, oh, this isn't good. This is not the place to be. Right? Uh-uh. For sure. So in the meantime, if it's not about the situation in Florida, which, by the way, will affect, and you heard me mention this, not just Florida, but other states connected, you know, in the path, like Charleston. I have friends that live in Charleston. And in looking at the path of Hermione, it looks to be like it's going straight for it, unless it bounces in a different direction, which, of course, it could do that. It could do that. This is an interesting, buzzworthy mention. Raise your hand if you have an allergy. Do you know anybody who's allergic? I have a friend that's allergic to strawberries. I have a cousin who is allergic to peanuts. And both of them carry EpiPens. So they've had plenty to say about the profit margins of EpiPens. And it's, of course, Mylan is under massive criticism and fire for raising the prices of this life-saving treatment 2 years ago. They pushed to hit 5-year sales and profit targets with an incentive plan. So here's how it went, and this is all being released now. If achieved, the special one-time award offered to more than 100 key employees would mean tens of millions of dollars in bonuses for the executives of the company. So the plan's goal was to double Mylan's 2013 adjusted earnings per share of $2.89 to $6 by the end of 2018, an ambitious 16% annual growth rate. Since the incentive plan was enacted, the cost of the EpiPen two-packs negotiated by the insurers and employers had risen from less than $400 to more than $600. And, of course, again, this is what's used to treat severe allergic reactions, which can include throat, tongue swelling, shortness of breath, rashes, all, it's not good. The incentive plan, which was detailed by a Business Insider, showed that with a potential increase of $82 million to the top five executives, Mylan management could see the EpiPen price hikes as a way to make the aggressive target. Isn't it always that way? So what the company is fighting back with is to say, oh, EpiPen sales represent less than 10% of the revenue of Mylan's acquisition earlier this year of this Swedish drug maker's deal. And Mylan had a large and diverse business with more than 2,700 products sold in 165 countries and 600 products sold in the United States alone and blah, 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 blah. So now check this out. Because of the blowback, they were hoping to rise the stock price, but they're tanking it because people are so outraged. Mylan is now going to offer a generic version of the EpiPen for half the price of the brand name drug. Because all this controversy and the skyrocketing price has infuriated people. Yeah. So the stock has fallen 9% over the last month. Heather Bresch, the CEO of the company, would get 28 if the drug hit its stock and earnings targets. You ready for this? If it hit those targets, Heather Bresch would get $28 million. The company president, $24 million. Isn't this crazy? The executive chairman, $20 million. And listen, I'm a capitalist. I don't have problems with people earning the money they should earn. But it's dirty pool when you are, of course, jacking with the poor little guy who needs the EpiPen if they have any kind of allergic reaction, which in today's world is so easy with ingredients and not knowing even if you ask. And especially, I mean, adults too, but you see kids, and if they've got those EpiPens because if something happens, they need it. I mean, it's like manna from heaven. They got to have it. And how do those parents afford that? Think of it. Terrible insurance or little to no insurance, it's not so fabulous, but it's so vital. I mean, incredibly vital. I just had a nephew, about a month ago. It's been about a month, who came to visit me and flew on Southwest for his very first plane ride. And I was thinking, ooh, this would not have been good if this had happened. He flew from Tampa to Dallas, where our satellite facility is. And I was just reading a story about JetBlue sending 5-year-old boys to the wrong cities. Yeah. What happened was this woman in New York just could not stop crying when she heard this, but an airline mistook her 5-year-old son for another and flew him to the wrong city. Oh, that is bad. Oh my gosh, that is brutal. And, you know, what do you say? What do you say to that? You say, you better get this kid back here. And imagine that phone call. Imagine the panic. I would have been panicked. I found something really cool out that my brother could take my nephew all the way to the gate and watch him get on the plane because they gave him a special card. They told me about it. I got a special card so I could take him to the gate too, and I could pick him up at the gate. So there's no, you know, he's 14, but there's no walking down the terminal trying to find me. No, I was there. So I thought that was pretty cool, and I didn't realize that. But can you imagine confusion on the wrong plane? That would put your blood pressure right through the top of your head. I mean, that would set anyone off, I would assume. I don't blame that mother. Hey, has anyone seen my son? Oh, no. We sent him to a different city, ma'am, by accident. Do you think they get free flights on JetBlue after this? I'm just saying. Hang with us. We'll be right back.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No attorneys to plead my case. No OAS to send me in the outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold. But that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble. In trouble now. I'm in trouble now. I deserve my life down. I'm in trouble.
From the Duke, who says, Kate, did you know this, that the Florida governor you mentioned, he's smart, he ordered state offices in 51 counties closed at noon on Thursday, declared an emergency on Wednesday, and check this out, Katie Kate, he has really been on top of the whole emergency crew thing because they're worried about power outages, and the energy company, one of them anyway, has about 1,200 repair staff in North Florida because they think all those power lines are going to go down. And I think that's a terrific thing that's being prepared for the impact of what they could see. Yeah, about 5,000 customers in Tampa Bay of the power company there were blacked out on Thursday afternoon. They had a lot of rain. It rained all day long, and that's all you saw. So they're trying to manage this. By the way, Hermione is the Atlantic's eighth named storm and fourth hurricane of 2016. Of course, we know the season runs from June 1st to November 30th. A lot of times, I mean, really, it could happen anytime, but a lot of times you'll get the right system that will kick in, depending on where we're talking about, at the tail end of hurricane season. Oh, the worst. The worst is, the best is having some inkling that it could happen and being prepared for it. The worst is it living up to your expectations or worse than your expectations. And we've seen the damage that has been done. Depends on the wind, depends on the area we're talking about, depends on the amount of rainfall. All right, one thing I haven't done very much of lately, and some of you have said, oh, please, please do it. Please mention some sports once in a while. So I am going to do that. I will mention some sports. College football season kind of officially kicked off on Thursday. I say a kind of because there was a full slate of action, a lot of teams playing. Tennessee beat Appalachian State final in overtime 2013. I know there's a lot of college football fans out there that are just rabid, right? Rabid football fans. And I was looking through, and there's some huge games over the weekend, of course, but I was looking through the scoreboard and realizing, I mean, how interesting is it? On Friday, you've got Michigan State hosting Furman, so that's, of course, in East Lansing, Michigan. You have on Saturday, Michigan, some people think Michigan, the Wolverines, have been overhyped because of Jim Harbaugh, the coach in his second year at Michigan, taking on Hawaii in Michigan in Ann Arbor. Ohio State projected to be in the top four in the nation, but ranked at six right now. Ohio State taking on Bowling Green in Columbus. Ohio State is a 28-point favorite, to give you an idea. 28-point favorite. Yeah, that's not looking to be that close, according to the odds makers. And, of course, there are other close games, or what could be close games, because how do you know until they're played? Clemson, a top team, of course, taking on Auburn. That's a fantastic way to start off in Alabama. And Clemson is favored by 7.5. Number one ranked Alabama takes on the Trojans in Alabama. Alabama is favored by 11.5 points. I actually think that game could be a little bit closer than what they're predicting. I think that has the potential written all over it to be a much, much tighter game. And then with the NFL, and I bring this up because we have nailed the score that will come up on the show, and it'll happen on our Tuesday and Wednesday, America Tonight. Final segment of the second hour. I picked the game of the week. You don't have to know anything about football. You just make a numerical guess. I think X team will win, and here's the final score. You don't have to go any deeper than that. Someone said that to me. I don't think I can do it. Sure, you can do it. You're guessing numbers. That's what you do. You're guessing. Right? Yeah. So just own it. Come up with a guess. And pick a team. And that's all you have to do. You don't have to fret. You don't have to give us explanations. You don't have to analyze it. Isn't that the best part? You're not analyzing anything at all. Not at all. All right, and so Tom Brady, as the season gets ready in the NFL, is not going to be there for the first four games because he didn't want to appeal his suspension. It would have been ridiculous. It was probably smart on his part to do that. It makes sense to me. And I was just reading the amount of snaps that he took in the last action he's going to see before the ban, because he can't even be in the stadium. And he is took the, I think they said, okay, let's give him as many snaps as we can. Even though Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be the guy against Arizona, and he had 39 snaps. So he was there for two quarters and then will not be back for four whole games. Wow. A lot for a star quarterback who's won a fistful of Super Bowls for those Patriots. That's when you're the understudy and you get the chance. It's like being in a Broadway play, but you're backing up the most famous or one of the top five Broadway actors. But suddenly you're called into action and you get your moment in the sun. That's how I look at Jimmy Garoppolo's quest. If I'm him, baby, you are just doing what you can. You are just doing what you can to keep that team in there to look super, super sharp, because either you're the future signal caller for the Patriots or you end up with some other team, but they liked what they saw. So his suspension begins on Saturday at 4 o'clock Eastern. 4 o'clock Eastern, the beginning of the Tom Brady suspension. Wow. Isn't that crazy to think about that? The whole Deflategate thing that went on and on and on and on. So their regular season starts, their opener, September 11th at the Arizona Cardinals. So again, this was like a piece to tell you, don't forget about our Nail the Score fun little giveaway thing that we do. If you correctly nail the score, the team and the score, you win fabulous prizes from America Tonight. And you can't beat that. Who doesn't want free? Who doesn't want free swag? Free gifts? The answer is everybody does. Everybody wants something free. Of course. Yes. Right? Absolutely. Absolutely. And then finally, I'm going to end with this. As we talk about Labor Day and the weather and what's happening in Florida and the return of college football, mixing it all up, and the campaign trail continues to just move along. Nothing new, nothing different, but there will be in a couple of weeks. Oh, the conversation, my friends, will be amazing, I'm sure, after this first debate. While all that's going on and dealing with all of that, including Colin Kaepernick, we mentioned him kneeling during the national anthem, and the EpiPen and the problems they're facing, there was a poll that was just released about America's fattest cities. Who are the fattest cities? Now, why do they do that to everybody? Why do they rate? And how do you rate that? Colorado had the lowest obesity rates. Want to know the highest? Louisiana. Louisiana. Oh, my. I love Louisiana. The food is so good. Oh, beignets. I can taste them now. Thanks for listening.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.